This is Akashvani. The news read by R.S. Raghu. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh has said that Atmanirbhar Bharat is an invitation to co-create, co-develop and co-innovate, as he made a strong pitch for enhanced collaborations between the defense industrial ecosystems of India and Germany. Addressing the German Parliamentary Standing Committee on Defense and Security on the day one of his three-day Germany visit yesterday, Mr. Singh asserted that the world today is faced with new security threats and the technological transformation has made the situation highly complex and intricately connected. He said a new approach with the willingness to adapt to the changing environment is the need of the hour. He also asserted that India, under the visionary leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, is witnessing an unprecedented transformation in the defence sector, and increased partnership with the German industry can yield significant mutual gains. Today is the first anniversary of Pahalgam terror attack in Jammu and Kashmir. On this day last year, 26 innocent people, mostly tourists, were killed by terrorists at Pahalgam. The dastardly act shook the nation and drew condemnation from governments and leaders across the world. The Indian Army, in a social media post, issued a stern warning to the perpetrators of terrorism, asserting that when the boundaries of humanity are crossed, the response is decisive. In Tamil Nadu, polling will be held in a single phase for all 234 assembly constituencies in the state tomorrow. A correspondent reports that there are over 5,73,43,000 voters in the state, and the first phase of polling for West Bengal assembly elections will be held in 152 seats covering 16 districts tomorrow. Our correspondent reports that 1,478 candidates are contesting the elections in this phase. President Donald Trump has said that he will indefinitely extend the ceasefire with Iran to allow the two countries to continue peace talks to end the war. The announcement came as two-week truce was set to expire this morning. However, he said the blockade of Iranian ports will also continue until Tehran presents a unified proposal. In a Truth Social post, Trump said he's making the move at Pakistan's request as he waits for a unified proposal from Iran, but that the U.S. military will continue its blockade of Iranian ports. Announcing the ceasefire extension, President Trump also said the U.S. military would continue its blockade of Iranian ports. In Madhya Pradesh, a massive fire accompanied by explosions broke out at a waste disposal plant located at Pithampur Sector 3 yesterday. Fire tenders have arrived at the scene, causing panic and commotion in the surrounding area. The incident occurred in Sector 3 Baghlon, an area home to numerous nearby companies. The Hazar collector Abhishek Chaudhary said that the fire initiated from the Hazargo waste plant and spread to several sites. Fire tenders, gravel dumpers and foam tenders have reached the spot to control the blaze. SP Dhar Mayank Awasthi said that there have been no casualties reported until now. The people living in nearby chawl areas have been evacuated and the police have blocked the routes near the site to ensure public safety. In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad defeated Delhi Capitals by 47 runs at Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad last night. Chasing a target of 243 runs, Delhi Capitals made 195 runs for the loss of 9 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. Nitish Rana, who made 57, was the top scorer for Delhi Capitals. For Sunrisers Hyderabad, Ishan Malinga scalped 4 wickets. Harsh Dubey took 3 wickets, Dilshan Madhushanka and Saqib Hussain claimed a wicket each. Put into bat, Sunrisers Hyderabad posted 242 runs for the loss of 2 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. Abhishek Sharma made 135 unbeaten, was the top scorer. He was declared player of the match. Earlier, Delhi Capitals had won the toss and opted to bowl. Today, Lucknow Super Giants will face Rajasthan Royals at Bharat Ratna Shri Atal Bihari Vajpayee Ekana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.